Our post-game coverage rolls on here on 92.1 KRLS here with our two co-players of the game presented by McCall Monument. Our first, we have one at a time, starting with senior Isaiah Kettler, who gets the win, six innings, seven strikeouts, and two runs batted in. And Isaiah, this is never an easy conference, especially on the road. The Warriors came out, got a couple dings on you there on the mound, had three hits in a row. They got the two runs you needed, but your offense picks you up on the other side. How important was it to get those runs back in that third? It seemed like it got the momentum back for you.
Yeah, it was really key. Kind of gave me some confidence back. It was a 0-0 game again. Just kind of let me reset.
Well, and we've talked about, you know, over the course of the preseason and the growth of this team, in one area that's really been strong is defense. No errors behind you. Obviously, the pitching's good, but the offense has been kind of hit or miss so far. How important was it that a lot of your runs tonight came with two outs as well and in pressure situations?
Yeah, I think that just gave us a lot of confidence, especially going into defense. And we know that, or we just talked about how if we were playing really good defense, that can keep us in all the games.
Yeah, error-free ball again tonight. I think multiple games so far this season with that. And then takes us to that sixth inning where Jones gets that double right away, hits that one kind of no man's land and left. And then you settle in and get three strikeouts in a row. What was that conversation between you and Ando to kind of get yourself reset? And how important and how fun were those three strikeouts in a row? That was a good battle.
Yeah, I just kind of knew I had to attack the next couple batters and make them get hits off me if they were going to do that. And, you know, not walk batters like I kind of did earlier.
So. Yeah, hey, that, it takes care of itself. And then, Obviously, it wasn't, you know, the usual suspects necessarily offensively. Nathan got it started out of the nine hole. Ryan had an RBI, a couple big doubles for the guy we're talking to here in just a second with Hayes. Obviously, offensively, you guys have been missing Tegan and Nathan quite a bit, just their leadership and their presence. But how fun is it to start to see some other guys step up, knowing that maybe there's a little more depth there?
Yeah, I think it gives them all a lot of confidence, knowing that they're able to compete with the varsity group, and confidence going into the next couple years, too, for those younger guys.
And then, obviously, you know, we're still pretty early in the season, 2.5 weeks in, and Tegan's back. It sounds like Nathan's prognosis is pretty good. He'll be back before too long. How excited are you just soon, hopefully, to play with this team fully healthy, knowing how good you guys probably are?
Yeah, it'll be really exciting. But again, everybody knows they have the skills to play if they're called on. So I think that's been really helpful for us.
And coming up Friday, it's a rivalry you grew up watching and playing in now for 3 years, Pella versus Pella Christian. Youth players, by the way, if you're listening, or parents of youth players, you get in with a free jersey. You were probably one of those youth players back in the day. Mm-hmm. How fun is it to play PC knowing that you grew up playing against or with those guys, and obviously always a fun rivalry, especially the doubleheader?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really fun. It's always competitive. It's always a game we look forward to throughout the year.
And how fun is it to go out in the starting lineups? You got some little players that are looking up, little eyes that you were once, you know, not that long ago. Mm-hmm. How fun is that?
Yeah, it's really fun. And now some of them are like my cousins, so it's even more fun to go out with them.
Yeah, I bet. And what are the keys then on Friday to finishing this week 5-0?
Just pitching again like we have been and keeping the bats rolling from tonight.
That's Isaiah Kettler, one of our two McCall Monument monumental plays of the game. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Zay. Let's get the headset over to Hayes. Our other McCall Monument monumental player of the game, it's Hayes Lautenbach. He gets the save with a strikeout in the seventh inning. And as I mentioned, two big doubles, one to left center, one to right center field. Hayes, one of just a small amount of non-seniors on this team, but obviously you played with these guys all last year. How much fun has it been being back with this group all together and get wins like this here tonight?
Especially being young, I think it's really fun finding that confidence, and especially in my at-bats. Last year I struggled a little bit, but tonight I think I just found my confidence, and it kind of set me off.
Well, yeah, and two big hits, both that were pretty much no doubt doubles to left center and to right center. What were you seeing out there? First at bat wasn't so great. It felt like second and third you really reset.
I just knew I had to stay calm, and I knew I could beat this guy. He wasn't anything special. He wasn't a high velo guy. I was really just thinking, see the fastball and put it somewhere in the field.
You did it twice, and they came at important times too, right? Because you had defensively that inning giving up the two runs. How important is it any time in baseball, but especially here in the conference, to get those runs right back? How critical was it to get that rally going?
I think it was really critical, especially for like our energy. Some games will have like some spots where we just are really down and we're not figuring it out. But if we have a big at bat, it brings us up a lot. So I think it's a lot better for our group. Going through that game.
Well, then, as a pitcher this year, last year you made quite a few appearances, some of which in that closer spot. Isaiah kind of took that over at the end of last season. This year, Isaiah's been needed as a starter, so you've really become the man to come in and close things out. Obviously, a ton of confidence out there that I know you have in yourself and the coaches do. What's that mentality like, knowing that you're the guy in the seventh inning when these close games happen?
I think it's really about like surprising these hitters, because I'm coming in, they haven't seen me, they've saw Isaiah 3 to 4 times, and I know I can beat all of them, and that's just what I was thinking.
Well, and how big is that, knowing that because Isaiah has been needed due to some of the injuries, how big has it been for you to kind of step up into his shoes and be that guy now to close things out?
I think it's really important, especially having like Tegan as our starter. He's out. He was a big spot in our lineup. And then Carey, he's a really solid player. And I feel like that when I took over that spot, it just kind of showed that the younger guys have that opportunity, and you just have to take it when you get the chance.
And when you mentioned those two injuries, and it sounds like pretty good news for Nathan. He'll be back hopefully in a couple weeks pitching and hitting, maybe even as soon as Friday. And then Tegan got his debut on Monday. How much of a boost was that for the team to see him back out there?
We were really excited, actually, to see him. I think he had a lot of fun with it, too. Hopefully soon we can get him to hit again, too, because he's been a big leader in our hitting lineup, too. But really just finding his way back in our lineup is a big excitement for us.
Well, and how fun is that, knowing the full team's almost here? You haven't had them all season. You're still ranked fourth, obviously, everything in front of you. But how cool is it that probably within the next week or so, the full group will be there, and that's probably a pretty good squad.
Yeah. I think our potential is there. We'll just have to show everyone and execute, and we'll have a great season.
Well, I asked Isaiah a similar question about growing up in Pella and getting to go to these youth nights back not that long ago, where you got to wear your jersey and go watch the older Pella Christian players and some great players over the years get that opportunity to compete. How fun and is it now on the other side to see some of these youth players looking up to you, knowing that in 5 or 6 years they're going to be the next closer or the big hitter for the Dutch?
I think it's really exciting. I love setting examples. I have worked a lot with like even my younger brother, and he's improved quite a bit just from seeing my leadership. So I think if I'm showing all these young kids what it's like to be on the Dutch, then they're going to want to be players on our team too.
And it's a friendly rivalry, but it's still a rivalry. What's it going to take for the Dutch to take 2 on Friday against the Eagles?
I think just our pitching, we just need to be consistent, and our offense, we just need to put it on them.
Hayes Lautenbach, our co-McCall Monumental Player of the Game alongside Isaiah Kettler. Pella wins 4-2. Hayes, glad to finally talk to you on the radio. I've talked to Isaiah plenty. All the best to you, and hopefully a fun night on Friday.
Thank you.
We'll wrap up our coverage here from Norwalk after this. Pella 4, Norwalk 2 on KRLS.